Declan as the full time whistle is blown, brings an end to a game that started off so well for Cork City. In fairness to Harps, they settled, they got themselves going, and played well at times, but once that third goal went in with 17 minutes to go from that man Evan McLaughlin, that sealed the deal. And Cork City winning by 3-0.
Yeah, listen, I mean, I suppose the difference was that wee bit of quality up top of the pitch. You know, Evan McLaughlin with 2 chances, 2 goals. Shawnee McGuire gets a wonderful goal as well on top of it, and both of them were real thorned inside for Finn Harps tonight. And I mentioned earlier that first 10-15 minute period just didn't settle, very, very nervous. And they didn't have to do that much to create the opportunities, but when they got those opportunities, we just didn't defend well enough. When they got those opportunities, they went on and obviously scored 2 really, really good goals. And then Harps huffed and puffed, were a lot better than for the next 30 minutes in the first half. Second half, it was right down between it, but when again, once they got the opportunity again, Sean McGuire heavily involved, squares the ball into that area, and the ball ricocheted around a wee bit from that, and McLaughlin falls to his feet and he finishes well. And that's 3-0, game over.
And those goals from Evan McLaughlin inside the opening 90 seconds, Sean McGuire on 10 minutes, and McLaughlin again on 73 ensures that Cork City win tonight, move into the last four of the FAI Cup competition. They're back in a semi-final, and for Harps it's a first defeat in 7 games, and you have to go all the way back to August the 1st for to find Harps' last victory or last defeat, and that came down in Wexford when they lost out in the first division. And Declan, now they can turn their attentions back to those last few games in the first division. 6 big matches to come over the next few weeks. Their next match out is on Friday night away to Bray. Then they have Wexford here in Balbafe on the Monday night, and some big games to look forward to.
100%. And listen, there's so much learning as well from playing against better opposition, playing against Premier League. You know, that's where they want to be, playing against Premier League teams week in and week out. Yeah, they have 6 matches left, and they'll learn so much from this performance today, and it will hopefully that will set them up now for some big, big performances and big results in the last 6 games, that hopefully we can sneak over and get into the playoff spot.
And we know that they will be just 3 points behind Treaty going into next weekend's games with the game in hand, because while they're still playing in the game between Cove and Treaty, Cove are going to win that one because they lead by 3-0. So that's the situation. It's all over here tonight at Finn Park. The Cork City players are way over in the far side. They're over clapping their supporters who have stood out in the rain and have been celebrating their team's performance, and they're now celebrating their team's victory on a night when they progress to the semi-final stages. And for Harps, it's a case now of turning their attentions back to these closing run of fixtures in the first division.